his right to enforce the Catholic dogmas upon you at pain of death. So this is a book that illustrates that philosophy and defends it from current encyclicals. Now, if you've been an Adventist very long, you know that when you're giving Bible studies to non-Adventists, there comes a point when you're talking about the beast power and you define the characteristics of the beast power from old statements from the Catholic Church. That's the best way. You don't just say, hey, the Pope thinks he's God on earth. You go back to those Catholic resources and say, no, this is where they said it here. This is where they said it here. This is their book, right? Well, this book provides you with some of that information to describe what's going on in the world today, only it uses current sources. You know, one of the things in the Great Controversy that is noted is that the world gets to a point, this is a paraphrase, where they think that Rome has changed. And Sister White, when she says that, she always says Rome never changes. But one of the reasons the world thinks that Rome has changed is because they're not understanding what Rome is saying and doing. But it hasn't really changed. This book throws a floodlight on that. Now, let me give you the closing statement in almost the last chapter to see where this non-Adventist arrives at. He doesn't arrive at it out of the clear blue sky. He develops this truth all the way through to where he can genuinely nail it down. This is the last paragraph. The Roman church state is a hybrid, a monster of ecclesiastical and political power. Its political thought is totalitarian, and whenever it has had opportunity to apply its principles, the result has been bloody repression. And he's already established in the book that he's not talking about the 1260 years of the Dark Ages, he's talking about last century. He's demonstrated persecution, and he's going to refer to it, which is in the past 30 years. This book just came out a couple years ago. If during the last 30 years it has softened its assertions of full, supreme, and irresponsible power and has murdered fewer people than before, such changes in behavior are not due to a change in its ideas, but to a change in circumstances. Lord Acton noted a century ago that it was only when the Roman church state faced public opinion that disapproved of church state sanctioned murder that it slowed its persecution and attempted to speak with a voice less bloodthirsty. The Roman church state in the 20th century, however, is an institution recovering from a mortal wound. If and when it regains its full power and authority, it will impose a regime more sinister than any the planet has yet seen. Now this